The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. One of the biggest decisions you will make as a teenager is which college you will attend. Different colleges and universities have different levels of difficulty. Some are fairly easy, while others are really hard. But do you know the hardest colleges to get into? They are the military academies. The well-known ones are West Point and the Air Force Academy and the Naval Academy. But there are others too. My nephew Isaac just started West Point this year, the Academy for the U.S. Army. The first thing they did when he arrived there was shave his head. And the poor guy had a lot of hair. As Taylor Swift sang, he was the fella over there with the hella good hair. But not anymore. He has a shaved head. Before he started school, he endured a boot camp called Beast Barracks, a lot harder than Coach Vitale's summer football practice. He gets up every day at 5 a.m. and lights out at 10 p.m. After graduating from West Point, Isaac will have to serve in the U.S. Army for 5 years as an officer. In other words, if you choose a military academy for your college, you are not taking the easy college life of frat parties and sleeping in late and skipping class. You are asking for a life of personal discipline, academic rigor, and patriotism over pleasure. I'm so proud of my nephew Isaac, because he has chosen the road less traveled, one that not many people choose, because not many people can even make it into a military academy. He will look back on his years at West Point with great pride and with deep satisfaction that he did that. Back in September of last year, these high standards of the military academies were put to the test. When someone wrote a racial slur on the door of an African-American cadet's room at the Air Force Academy, someone wrote, "Go home, you so-and-so," on his door. Lieutenant General Jay Silveria, the superintendent of the Air Force Academy, gave a very no-nonsense speech stating that racism would not be tolerated at the academy. He called an assembly of all the cadets who stood at attention while the general declared, "Just so you are clear on where I stand on this most important topic, let me leave you with my most important point." He said, "If you demean someone in any way, you need to get out. If you cannot respect someone of a different gender, whether male or female, you need to get out. If you cannot treat someone from another race, a different color of skin, with dignity and respect, then you need to get out." The general's speech went viral on YouTube and had over 1 million views. In other words, the general made it crystal clear to all 4,237 cadets, you have a choice which college you will attend. And if you choose to come here to the Air Force Academy, expect high standards and uncompromising values. Otherwise, get out and go somewhere where it's easier. In the gospel today, Jesus sounds a lot like General Silveria in the high expectations he sets for his disciples. He says, "If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Jesus is giving his followers a clear choice. They do not have to follow him, but if they choose to, they are electing the hard road, the way of the cross. Christianity is not the easy path. Other religions and other philosophies offer people the easier roads in life. They promise pleasure and popularity, fun and frolic. Choosing Christianity, however, is like choosing to attend one of the military academies, you might say. If you do not want to carry your cross, Jesus would say, then you need to leave. But here's the payoff. When we choose Christianity, we also find the sure path to peace and joy, a life that we will be proud of having lived. Boys and girls, each of you has chosen to attend Trinity Junior High. Or maybe your parents chose this school for you and you were forced to come here. But in any case, you are here. However you got here, though, I want to be very clear with you that there are high standards and lofty expectations here, especially in three areas. And I do not want you to forget this. First, academics. You will have homework every day, and you will have tests several times a week, sometimes several tests the same day. You will sometimes cover a chapter in a whole week. If you do not want these high academic standards and challenges, then you need to get out. You can go to another school where it's easier. Second, discipline. You will wear a uniform. Boys will have short haircuts. Be glad we don't shave your heads. You can only have certain color socks. Your phone should be in your locker. If you don't want that kind of discipline in a school, then you need to get out and go somewhere else where it's easier for you, where you don't have that kind of discipline. And third, Christianity. This is a school of faith. We respect each other as if the other person were Jesus himself. We pray together at Mass and for one another. We love the poor, and we have to do service hours. Let me paraphrase General Silveria's words and address them to you. If you demean someone in any way, you need to get out of Trinity Junior High. If you cannot respect another person, regardless of their race or color of their skin, you need to get out of Trinity Junior High. If you cannot respect another person, regardless of their gender, as male or female, you need to find another school to go to. Trinity is not the easy school. If you choose to attend this Catholic school, or even if your parents have forced you to come here, this is what you can expect. Otherwise, you are free to leave. These are the uncompromising values to which we will hold every student, every teacher, and every staff member, including Father John and Father Stephen. And if you don't want to live by these standards, then you need to get out. Attending Trinity is like the junior high equivalent of a military academy here in Fort Smith. If you do not want to live by these high standards, then you are free to go to another school where things will be easier. No uniforms, no prayer, no homework, no service hours. But I can promise you this. If you graduate from Trinity Junior High, you will look back one day on these hard years and feel a lot of pride and satisfaction that you graduated from here. Why? Because you're taking the road less traveled, not the road everybody else takes. And that makes all the difference, as the poet Robert Frost said. You will feel deep pride and great satisfaction because you did something hard, not something easy. But the choice is yours. Praised be Jesus Christ.